We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the Detroit Red Wings will be playing Thursday night at Little Caesars Arena. Unfortunately, fans cannot go. They take on the Carolina Hurricanes as we begin the delayed National Hockey League season. Joining us now is the one, the only, Dylan Larkin. What's up, Dylan?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. By the way, before we get started on the real important stuff, did you know that you were voted the second best number 71 in Detroit sports history last week, behind only Alex Karras?
Wow. That's a great honor. Yeah.
All the best athletes wear the 70 numbers.
Oh, yeah. Listen, yeah. Jansen, Mr. 77 for Michigan. I imagine, since you have not played a real hockey game since sometime in March, you got to be just chomping at the bit for Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long, long 10 months. So just the fact that, and we've practiced for a while, so we've been practicing against each other since August, so it feels good that we're going to be playing against someone else here on Thursday.
What are you seeing in practice? What's the mood like? What's the anticipation leading up to Thursday?
Well, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of positive energy. Where, you know what, last year we got we had not a lot of that, and it was tough to show up to the rink and. It was a really tough year, and this year there's new hope and there's new faces, which I've been impressed with a lot of them and almost all of them. So it's just guys are excited for the possibility of coming out of the gate hot. I really like our two goaltenders, so if we can ride them and get off to a great start and keep that positive energy going, you never know what could happen.
Although nobody will mistake you guys for the production line, but Bertuzzi and Mantha have developed a pretty good relationship on the ice. I assume you guys look at this this season as a time to even keep getting better, because you guys are still young.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think with the 2 weeks here of training camp, I think both those guys have really worked on their game this summer. And Tyler has worked on his skating, and he seems stronger on the puck. And Anthony has also worked on his skating and his conditioning. And I think he's in great shape. And, I think those guys look like they've matured more, I guess, or they've gained the experience where they look like budding NHL stars, and it's exciting to see. So hopefully we can all stay together this year and stay healthy and have a big year for our hockey team.
Obviously, offensively, you guys still need more secondary scoring. You hope the second line, Fabry with, Bobby Ryan and Zadina, comes through. All I've been reading about, because I haven't been to practice, is how Zadina looks just unbelievable, and, playing in the Czech Republic for a little bit certainly has helped him. Do you see a new Filip Zadina here?
Yeah, I mean, he looks great. He looks confident, which he always has. But the one thing I think I've noticed more is just his puck pursuit. When he doesn't have it, he's all over it. He's back checking. He's forechecking. I think last scrimmage game he stripped guys like four or five times where I was like, wow, that was a heck of a play. So, when he doesn't have the puck, I think he's really worked on having a bigger impact on the ice when he doesn't have it. because I think everyone, you know, I know what he can do when he has it, and I think a lot of people do know. So I'm excited for him, and you know, it's I think it could be a breakout year for him.
Do you guys talk about goals and what are realistic things that you guys want to accomplish in this year's hockey season?
I think our goals this year, we certainly want to be more competitive than last year. You know, every year you go into a season, you want to make the playoffs. And for me, you know, I think with the guys we have, you want to be realistic and you want to, you know, have some positive attitude. I do feel like, you know, we could be a playoff team and be right there. It's going to be a little bit different this year with only four teams in your division, but you know, every time you beat someone in your division, you gain points on them. So every game matters for us, and you know, we're going to be in the game and right there. So if we get that extra goal or we make that extra save, and it could be the difference. So hopefully we can be in tight games and win a lot of them this year.
Dylan Larkin joined us on the Stoney and Jansen show. Bobby Ryan coming over as a free agent, he talked about how you helped him get acclimated and setting up a major golf outing. How'd that go? And are you the best golfer on the team, or is he taking that reign from you?
No, I'm definitely not the best golfer on the team. I never was. I think Bert now is the best golfer. Him and Anthony Mantha. So Anthony Mantha hits it a long way. So that's a huge advantage. But you know what? I think with Bobby, I've known him for a few years, just from knowing guys around the league, and he's a, you know, a guy that, you know, he's a really humble guy, nice guy, and so when he was thinking about signing with the team, he reached out to me and asked what the culture was like, and you know, kind of if we've accepted the losing and how the guys are. And you know, I told him that, you know, first that we needed a player like him and help with our lineup. And, you know, I think he would be a great fit. So, you know, all that. And when he got here, we, you know, tried to make him feel as welcome as possible. And with the circumstances, golf was kind of one of the only things we could do where it was safe and outside.
As a fellow American, did you and he and maybe some others boast a little bit about the World Junior Championship? You give your Canadian and then other teammates a little crap.
Oh yeah, that was great. You know, I think this year it seems like us Americans are outnumbered, you know, pretty badly. So we definitely rubbed it in, and that was a huge win for USA Hockey and for those guys. That was an awesome game.
When you get calls from guys that are in free agency or guys that that you're, you know, thinking of acquiring as a franchise, and they ask about the relationship with Steve Yzerman and the direction of the club, what do you tell them?
You know, I tell them that Steve is first of all, he's a first class guy, and everything he does it the right way. He's highly demanding. He's as serious as it gets about hockey and what he expects of his players. So, you know, that's kind of what I tell him. You know, I think anything a player needs, if you reach out to Steve, he's going to do his best to get that done for you or push you in a direction that can help you. So he cares about his players, but he expects a lot from them and on the ice and in the weight room during the summer. So and you know what, I think it's good for our team where it has some accountability and pushes guys to you know, want to be better and want to work hard.
Are you confident the defense will be any better than it has been? I know you guys brought in you know, guys from other teams, but the defense, as you know, was really pretty poor last year. Has it improved with the acquisitions?
Yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely. You know, we got a little bit younger and we got a little bit more skilled. So I think, you know, having Danny DeKeyser back is huge for our D-core, and he looks really good right now. So that's a huge addition.
How important is it going to be to start off fast with some new teammates, with a young team, and obviously trying to improve upon
things?
A shorter schedule. But, yeah, how important is it to start off with some confidence and get some wins early on?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, I don't know if it's everything. Honestly, I mean, it's going to be hard. We haven't played a game in 10 months. We're, you know, against another team. So there's going to be, you know, I hope it's great hockey out of the gate, but you never know with teams being off and short camps and no exhibition games. So, you know, we feel ready to go. We've talked about using that as an advantage out of the gate. So, you know, it's just the timing and everything getting down and, you know, gelling with the guys. But I do feel confident that if we get out of the gate hot, it'll help our team a lot.
I don't know how much you could say about this, but the season starts in 2 days. No captain on this team last year. Everybody assumes within the next 48 hours it's going to be you. Are you looking forward to this? Are we anticipating it? Are you going to be the – have you been told anything yet?
No,
you want to break news here?
No, you know, I'm just excited to play this year, guys. It's been long, but, you know, I think a lot of guys in our locker room are great leaders. And, you know, I think whoever is going to wear the C is going to be a great honor for them. And, you know, it'll be the right person. So we're just ready to play hockey.
All right. Well, and I know you. I know that
no news,
you're so humble, but it should be you. All right. We will see you down at the rink shortly. Good luck, and as always, thanks, and we do appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Dylan Larkin, who should be the new captain of the Detroit Red Wings, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.